NG ProCon number 24. The engineering debate today with Gerrit Mühlhoff and Marius Werner, and our talkmaster, Carolina Helen.
Hello everybody! Today we want to talk about a very important and from day to day rising topic in the engineer's world. We all know times where people stand at the conveyor belt to put parts together and so on. But now often robots do the things workers have done before. Is it a problem or is it an advantage for everybody? How does automation influence our today's life? I'd like to introduce our experts for today. Marius Dörner from Tesla Motors and Frederik Mühlhoff, Professor of Industrial Production.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey.
Thank you for coming. At first, Mr. Dörner, what do you think? How changes automation the world?
Well, I think automation has a huge influence to our today's lives. Simply look at the automobile industry. Today, everybody can own a car. And that would be not possible if all the processing steps were done by man, because it would be much more expensive for the company and because of that also for the final customer. When you look at our cars, for example, we have definitely the best price performance ratio for electronic cars. And with our Model 3, everybody can afford an electronic car. And this is all possible because our factories have the highest grade of automation in the automobile industry. So I think automation is essential for today's life standards.
So you only named positive arguments. Do you think there are also negative aspects of automation?
Well, you can always find negative things in everything. But I think the pros definitely outweigh the cons in our today's topic.
Okay, that's one opinion. When I think about automation, I always think about normal workers who are replaced by robots. So they lose their jobs and maybe also their life standards, which Mr. Dörner refers before. Mr. Mühlhoff, how do you think about automation?
I can definitely agree with the positive arguments Mr. Dörner refers to. But you named very important things, Mrs. Helling. It's definitely true that jobs are exited by automation. On the other side, there are plenty new jobs created. You need engineers, computer scientists, and other skilled professionals to achieve a high grade of automation. So the jobs are not failing away, they simply moved into another direction. Furthermore, you need workers who sample and also maintain the machines.
Excuse the interruption, but I think there's a very important aspect I have to tell you. The jobs are not moved into another direction because of automation. There is another reason. It's simply not possible to produce in industrial countries without automation. It's a chain reaction. It would be simply too expensive. In Germany, for example, all employers have to pay a minimum wage of €8.50. And without automation, you have to employ so many people that the final good would be too expensive for everyone. I named the car example a few minutes before. Today, everybody can own a car, and without automation, nobody, maybe except Bill Gates, would have the chance to buy a car. But that's only one example. You can spread this up to nearly everything, to laptops, to smartphones, or when you think in bigger directions, maybe to aircrafts and cruise ships. And if there is no automation, the jobs will be outsourced to other countries like China or Taiwan, in which manpower is much cheaper. And in this case, we don't only lose jobs, we lose the taxes too. And that's not good for anybody. Okay, sorry for the interruption, but I think it is very important to know that automation is not optional, it's mandatory. Go on, Mr. Mühlhoff.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Dörner. Also, the need of skilled young men is higher than any time before. You see that the school leavers know that. The matriculation in engineering at our university is rising from year to year, so automation does not destroy jobs, It simply guides them to another direction.
I can see your point, but not everybody has the opportunity to study at university, so they had not the chance to become a skilled professional, and it's hard for them to find a job which offers a good prospect for their life. Aren't the companies and the state in the tight spot to help these people finding a good job or helping them to get graduated?
Exactly. This is a very important point, especially in Germany. We don't need just employees with a grade of university. We further need qualified employees. To qualify these people, we need a high education standard. The education starts in a primary school and goes over the secondary school. Pupils who have a good grade after the secondary school can go to university, but they don't have to. In the industry, it's also important to have a good grade to get, for example, a promotion. People with a good grade are needed because they still work with high automatic machines, and to handle with these, you have to understand them.
So, there's still a lot of work to improve our education system, but I'm sure people like you will meet this challenge. Now I want to discuss another refutation. During the implementation of automation, people often express their concerns with regard to potential overproduction. Machines are able to produce much faster than people can do handcrafted. It's a real problem, or is it only an unfounded worry?
Yeah, it's definitely an actual problem, and it's definitely true that this overproduction is here at the moment. But we have to produce more than the market needs, because the demand is waning over time, and we cannot risk to run out of stock. But to shout a word into this, Industry 4.0. For many people, this is a weasel word, but one of the key features is to connect the customer with the producer. So we as the producer can immediately see what the customer needs, what the market needs, and we can produce exactly this recommended amount, maybe a little bit more to be secure. But all in all, this will reduce overproduction very much, and that's good for everyone. Not only for the producer, who have to pay less money for less resources, which is also good for the environment, but also for the customer, who have to pay less for the product itself, because they don't have to pay for the overproducted goods anymore.
This is a point of efficient production. In all areas, you need improvements to reduce the cost, get high standards of safety, and also to protect the environment. In the next decade, the environment gets a bigger and bigger point in the society. The next generation don't want to suffer under our actually consume. In the third world country, they want to have the same standards like in Europe. Actually, we have so much refugees because of the different standards, but this cuts another debate.
Okay, thank you, but the time is running out. I'm sorry. Finally, I want to conclude your arguments. You both agree that automation has a positive effect on the development of our production. Better products can be produced cheaper and faster, people don't have to do monotonous work, and qualified people are needed in the future. You said it's the only way to keep the production here, and new jobs will be created. Nevertheless, people will always mention the reputation that a lot of employees will lose their job. And I can share the concern, but we all hope that you will be right. So thank you for coming, and goodbye.
Yeah,
so
bye. Thank
bye.
You.
See you next time.
This was ngProcon number 24. The engineering debate. How does automation change our lives? Thanks for listening, and join us in the next week. We'll discuss about electronic and autonomous cars.